You are about to hear the Travel World radio show. Travel World is a one-hour travel magazine. We send satellite automation tones for your convenience. A 25 hertz tone signals you to switch to your own local programming. A 35 hertz tone signals you to switch back to our program. And now, a few words about our show timing. The show itself begins at 5 minutes past the hour. This break is for local news, weather, and sports as provided by you, our affiliate radio stations. The show is broken up into four parts. There are three commercial breaks between these parts. Each break is 4 minutes long, and they air at 15 minutes past the hour, 30 minutes past the hour, and 45 minutes past the hour. The show ends at 59 minutes and 30 seconds past the hour. The last 30 seconds are for local station identification. Please see our website, www.twc.ca, for more information. Travel World is produced in Montreal. If you wish to run Travel World on your station, please contact Willem Backus at 514-861-3488. That's 514-861-3488. We also invite you to visit our website for affiliation information. Our website is www.travelworldradio.com. Travel World is licensed on a bartered basis, provided that the show is aired intact and that the first 2 minutes of each break are aired as is, without change. You may replace the second 2 minutes of each break with your own local ads. We do require that you inform us that you did run the show and when. We accept standard syndication affidavits. You may rebroadcast the show as many times as you wish, and you may distribute it freely, provided that it is aired intact. You may not cut out segments of the show without our prior written permission. Please see our website, www.twc.ca, for more information.
Overweight? Tried to lose weight? Find it impossible? You should know that dieting will never work because there is no such thing as willpower. According to the Federal Center for Disease Control, the concept that willpower will lead to weight loss is a myth and responsible for a sharp increase in obesity. There are hardcore dieters that have gone through life-threatening procedures such as stomach stapling and liposuction. It's all unnecessary. Fat Destroyer, a new easy-to-take herbal supplement, will eliminate fat, ugly cellulite, and a fat gut safely with no hunger pangs at all. Fat Destroyer naturally burns away fat. A miracle. Fat Destroyer is based on research done at Harvard University and other leading research centers, and even written up in the Journal of Clinical Nutrition. Lose weight the only way that works. To try Fat Destroyer risk-free through this special radio offer, call 1-800-851-5313. To achieve your weight loss goals, don't delay. Call 1-800-851-5313. That's 1-800-851-5313.
Via Rail is proud to be the official ground transportation carrier for Travel World's media correspondents. Business taking you to Toronto but tired of battling traffic on the 401, the confusion of Pearson Airport and high airfares? Next time, arrive refreshed and relaxed. Pamper yourself with Via One first-class service from downtown to downtown. A hot meal served at your seat, full stretch-out comfort that allows you to spend productive work time, not lose time en route. Via One, the way Montreal-Toronto travel was meant to be, from Via Rail, Canada's passenger train network.
I'm here with Fearless Janice, the woman who has devoted her life to trying anything. Now, she's about to prove it to us by eating a cinder block sandwich.
You got it, Dan. I feel it's important to be adventurous.
Janice, is it true that you ate the wheels off a car, drank a quart of milk with your tear duct, and then passed 35 feet of rope through your intestinal tract?
All in the same afternoon, Dan.
Janice, is there anything out there you wouldn't try?
Well, that's a no-brainer. Cigarettes, of course.
You wouldn't try a cigarette? Oh, come on.
No, you come on, Dan. Do you know what's in a cigarette? Nicotine, an addictive drug. I said I was adventurous, not stupid. Just thinking about being addicted gives me an upset stomach.
You'll try a cinderblock sandwich, but you won't try a cigarette?
Question, Dan. Have you ever heard of anybody getting hooked on cinderblocks?
Well, that's the word. Apparently, it's safer to try a carburetor milkshake than it is to try smoking, because the intestinal distress will last only a few days, but smoking can last the rest of your life. A message from the Massachusetts Department of Public Health.
This is the Travel World Radio Network.
Montreal, Canada. It's the Travel World Radio Show, across America via satellite. Yeah, baby.
And welcome back to the Travel World Radio Show, across America via satellite. I'm Willem Backus in studio in Montreal with Stephen Pickford, Studio West in Beaconsfield. Steve, good morning. How you doing?
Good morning. Doing great.
Yeah, we have a special guest on this beautiful Saturday morning, and we have with us, well, we're thinking about warmer climes, and one of the things that comes to mind about cruising places like the Caribbean is cruise ships. Of course, they go all kinds of places throughout the world, but me, I like to think about the warm places. Steve?
Yes, and Chris Dickman joins us. He's written a book, The Perfect Cruise, How to Find, Plan, and Enjoy the Perfect Cruise Vacation. He's the president and managing editor of CruiseReport.com. Good morning, Chris.
Good morning.
Glad you could join us. Now, people sitting around during this wintertime, and they're thinking about taking a Caribbean cruise, or they're planning ahead for European cruises. What are some tips you can impart to them? First of all, why consider a cruise in the first place as a vacation alternative?
Well, obviously, it's becoming the most one of the most popular vacations because, first of all, it's a very affordable vacation compared to a lot of other tours that you might take, especially if you're planning on going outside the country. Cruising has really become actually even more affordable than, say, 25, 30 years ago. I know when I went on my first cruise, I think it was about $1,100 or $1,200 just for me as a single person. I was sharing a cabin with another guy the cruise line hooked me up with. And you can go on a very nice cruise now for a week long for sometimes $599, $699. And that was 25 years ago. So cruising has become actually more affordable. That's one of the few things that inflation hasn't attacked.
Of course, the taxes, which have gone up. Lots of things have gone down in pricing, like airline tickets and cruises. It's the taxes which kill you in the end sometimes.
That's true, too. And the airfare can also be an issue.
Now, over the years, how many cruises have you taken personally?
Oh, gosh. I think I'm up to close to 42 now.
And people say, well, what cruise should I take? I mean, there's so many variety of ships, so many variety of itineraries. How does one really match one that'll really make the trip special for them?
Well, and, you know, that's part of the reason we have the website and the book, because there's literally 300 pages to try to answer that very question. And because there are so many cruise lines now, so many different ships. And it really just depends on what you as an individual enjoy doing, because there literally is a cruise for just about anybody out there.
Different features and stuff. So if you're looking for a particular kind of a cruise, you could go with this particular line. If you're looking for that kind of activity, you would take a different kind of a line, I would suppose.
Absolutely. For example, if you're a family traveling with small children, there are certain cruise lines that are very very geared toward that market. If you're a couple, say, in your 40s, 50s, 60s, and you're traveling without children, there are other cruise lines that tend to gear their activities and gear their programs more toward that crowd. And then also for people that are more adventuresome, that want more adventure-type travel, there's cruises and cruise lines that do gear toward that market. So it's really important to understand what you're looking for and then do your research on the Internet or through a book or with a good travel agent, and take the time to find the right trip for you.
Because, of course, you could pick one, and it could be another utter disaster. You want to avoid that problem, nip it in the bud before you actually have to experience that. Now, what are some of the mistakes that can ruin getting that perfect cruise?
Bringing your wife along.
Well, now, I can't say that on the air. But, that's a good question, and really part of the key is to really avoid making the mistakes. And one of those mistakes is not doing the research and not really taking time. Just, maybe you have a friend that took a cruise and they had a great time and they recommend it to you, and so you just run off and book that same ship or that same cruise line just because of them. Well, they may be married with three kids, and, you might be dating somebody and going as a single. So, really doing a little bit of research. Not using the services of a good qualified travel agent, because travel agents do this day in and day out. And
I'm all for that. You got to get a good travel agent, because there's a lot of information available on the website. But ultimately, a really good qualified travel agent is your best bet for great impartial advice. And believe me, for a small fee, you're getting great service.
Absolutely. And you know, in most cases here, now I know with airfare, a lot of travel agents charge fees, but the cruise lines actually pay the travel agents commissions like the airlines used to. So in the case of booking a cruise, it really doesn't cost a consumer any more than it would if you booked it on your own anyway. So you're getting somebody that has a lot of experience. They understand all the different products that are out there, and they can kind of help you make sense of all the information because, you know, the Internet's full of information, but you have to be able to digest it.
Well, it's full of something. Now, let me ask you about this, though. Does your book offer almost a comparison of the different cruise lines you've been on to say, this line specializes more in the younger generation, say the 20-somethings, and this is more the 30-something crowd, this is the family cruise line crowd, this is more the retirees, you know, these are the people who want to visit tons of ports of call, or this is the cruise line that you just want to stay on the boat, this is the extreme sports kind of cruise, something like that?
Yes, we profile about 35 different cruise lines and the various ships within the cruise lines. And we talk about what their strengths are and what, you know, what markets they tend to go after, and really what which is really the information you're looking for. Now, a lot of books and a lot of information out there will tell you what ships they are and what size the ships are, but it really doesn't tell you about the heart and soul of the cruise line, which is really who their clientele is and who they're trying to market to.
Yeah.
And each cruise line has a different profile.
Well, yeah, that's important because you find that if you get on one particular kind of a ship that, oh boy, you know, this is not really my crowd. And you'll find that an otherwise enjoyable experience might be marred just because, you know, hey, you know, I don't relate to, say, people in their 20s and I happen to be in my 40s. And that's perfectly all right. It's just that if you know this in advance, and, you know, therein, once again, lies not only the importance of doing your preparation and research, but also a good travel agent who... You know, what a travel agent will do is they will find out what it is you're looking for, and they'll make their recommendations. So a good travel agent, once again, is, you know, probably the cheapest investment you'll make.
That's correct. And it's also, you know, not even just the cruise line, but also sometimes the destination you select or the time of year you choose to cruise. For example, if you're traveling as adults and without kids, you might want to avoid going at spring break.
Oh, yeah.
Or, you know, also in the summertime, people travel with their kids in the summer. So you need, or if you are traveling with kids, obviously the summertime might be a better time to travel because you'd want your kids to have other kids to play with on the ship. If you go, say, in October, they may be the only kids on the ship.
Let me ask you this about the different cruise lines. Do they tend to be an all-inclusive type of a thing? In other words, you get on board your ship having paid your fee, and now it's time to just enjoy yourself, leave your wallet behind? Or is that just some cruise lines, and other ones basically you just pay for your accommodation, but everything on board the ship is going to cost you something?
Well, there are some cruise lines that are what you might consider all-inclusive, or at least they approach being what you would call all-inclusive.
Right.
Cruise lines, typically, the typical cruise line is a very inclusive vacation. It does include every cruise line will include all your meals. They'll include activities. They'll include entertainment in the evenings. They'll include, for example, if you want to go dancing, all the clubs on board the ship. But most cruise lines do not include things like your alcoholic beverages. They don't include your shore excursions. If you get off the ship in port and you want to go to take, say, a tour of the island, that will be extra. Of course, any gambling you do or any gifts you buy or film for your
cameras. Yeah, I would say that's pretty standard and normal, though. I mean, typically when we travel, we'll find, say, if a restaurant is going to provide accommodations or a meal, that what they're going to do is they're going to say everything's fine, but you got to pay for your alcohol. And that basically covers them in case they found somebody who saw the sign Drink Canada Dry and took it literally.
Exactly.
So you've got to do that. I mean, you buy your gifts. Well, that's the gift shop kind of expense. I'm talking about general activities because even in the super inclusive resorts that we find in the Caribbean, that is also the case. You want to buy souvenirs, then you buy the souvenir. Certain things are included. We're coming up on the break here on the Travel World Radio Show across America via satellite, talking to Chris Dickman and his book, The Perfect Cruise. And we're going to talk more to him following the break across America via satellite. This is the Travel World Radio Show.
You're listening to Travel World with Willem and Steve.
Travel World Radio Show via satellite.
While in Montreal, guests of Travel World stay at the luxurious Hotel Dufour, offering informal elegance and a vibrant sense of space in each guest room and suite, all the comforts of home and office, from beautifully styled custom-crafted furniture to kitchenette convenience. Enjoy panoramic views of the St. Lawrence and Mount Royal, then step outdoors to a multitude of shops and restaurants at your doorstep. Upscale service for the discriminating business or leisure traveler. Hotel Dufour, 1390 4th Street at St. Catherine. Telephone 938-8333.
Hey, how about a root beer?
Come travel down the highway of dreams. Full-bodied flavor in a root beer that screams. Get your lips on a Route 66. Indulge yourself, sassafras out of town. Grab one for the road. Pop your top down. Get your lips on a Route 66.
Roadside Beverage Company, Charlottesville, Virginia.
Take your dream trip aboard Via Rail's Transcontinental, Toronto to Vancouver. Ride Via Rail Canada's train number one, the Canadian. See the beauty of the Canadian Shield in silver and blue. Explore the famous park car in the Bullet Lounge. Enjoy 360-degree visibility in the scenic dome. See the great forests and wildlife as you pass by. Experience Via's superb dining as you take in the view. Enjoy fun activities in the Skyline car and sleep in the comfort and privacy of your own bedroom. Experience true luxury on rails. See the prairies and take in the majestic Rocky Mountains. You'll ride in relaxed comfort, just like the golden age of rail. Via Rails Canadian, the train of dreams. Take your dream trip today. Via Rail Canada, people moving people. Visit us at viarail.ca.
Attention investors, are you looking for above average returns and willing to take a calculated and an educated risk in order to achieve them? I'm Patrick T. Parker from Barclays Financial. Barclays is a specialty firm in futures and options. Now, I know that futures and options are a mystery to most people. Let us help you solve that mystery. Futures and options investing involves substantial risk of loss and are not suitable for everyone. Right now, we're making a major recommendation in the energy markets, specifically unleaded gasoline. Energy prices have been on the move. Worldwide demand has been on the rise. OPEC has been keeping a lid on supplies. Learn how to leverage over 420,000 gallons of unleaded gas in today's marketplace. Discover the tremendous power of leverage. Call Barclays Financial right now for a free audio, video, or CD-ROM on options investing. Call 1-800-825-8998. That's 1-800-825-8998. Barclays Financial. Mystery solved.
Dancing. Learn to dance at the Arthur Murray Dance Studio. Dancing is fun, it's great exercise and it builds confidence, and it sure beats aerobics. Dancing feels great and you'll look great. You can go alone or with a partner. At Arthur Murray, their instructors are friendly, professional, and you'll learn at your own pace. Arthur Murray teaches ballroom, Latin, and popular dance styles, like the merengue, cha-cha, tango, waltz, rock and roll, the hustle, swing, and more. Don't worry if you have two left feet, because everybody starts somewhere. And before long, you'll be amazed at your progress. At Arthur Murray, your program will include one-on-one lessons, group lessons, and practice sessions. Plus, you can practice in their studio anytime at no additional cost. They're open at hours that are convenient to you, weekdays from 1 to 11 p.m., and on Saturdays by appointment. You'll look great and you'll feel better. Call Arthur Murray today and get ready to dance. Call today, because your first lesson is free. Arthur Murray Dance Studio, Brunswick Boulevard, near Sources Road in Dollard. Telephone 421-9710. That's 421-9710.
Travel and Lifestyles Programming. This is the Travel World Radio Network.
Welcome back once again to the Travel World Radio Show across America via satellite. That, of course, one of my favorite tunes called Summer's Here, and I always wish summer were here. But today we're talking. Today we're talking. We got Stephen Pickford, Studio West in Beaconsfield, and we've got Chris Dickman online, who wrote the book The Perfect Cruise, talking about different cruise lines and whatnot. Chris, one of the things we were speaking about was all the all-inclusive part of certain ship cruise lines. Now, what I was getting at is, yes, in a, in addition to buying your alcohol and souvenirs, the obvious things, if there's a port of call, you pay your way, what you do there. Just strictly on board ship, do most cruise lines then include everything? Is it like a buffet kind of a thing? Or what exactly, how does it work?
Well, when it comes to food, certainly there's no limit to what you can eat. I mean, you can literally eat 7 or 8 times a day if you work at it. And I've tried that. Like, I've proven that theory.
You're but not scaring me.
But literally, you usually have multiple choices of places to eat at your various meal times during the day. That's all included.
Right.
Generally, there will be a breakfast buffet, or you can have breakfast in your cabin. Sometimes most ships offer room service now, where you can have, and that's complimentary.
Oh, it's complimentary. Okay, because usually it's
you may wish to leave a gratuity for the person that delivers to your room, but that's up to you.
Okay.
There's also usually a full breakfast in the restaurant from a menu if you wish to go down and have breakfast in the restaurant.
But if you order a la carte, is that also included, or do you charge it to your room, or is that...
It's absolutely included. A lot of the ships nowadays offer 24-hour room service, and anything you order from the room service menu is included in your cruise fare.
Okay, so that's the important thing, because there's a fee, but some people, if you can get your mind around the fee to get on the cruise line, let's say, hey, we can do this, we can afford this. You don't want to end up with a great big surprise at the end, and therein once again lies the importance of the research.
That's absolutely right, and also it's important to know that any time you do are required to pay for something when on board the ship, it takes some action. You have to actually give your card, your room key, or something for them to charge it to. So it's not like they're racking up charges on you that you don't know about.
Right.
You would know when you make the purchase for soft drinks or alcoholic beverages or something like that.
Yeah, sure. What do you mean $45 for a glass of water? Hey, you're out in the middle of the water.
Exactly.
Drink the salt water or pay your $45.
Another good thing to know is that most of the cruise lines really do not take advantage of the fact that you're more or less a captive audience. I mean, it's not like you can go across the street and have a drink. I mean,
right.
If you want to have wine with dinner, you pretty much have to pay what they charge.
Right.
But you'll find that most of the cruise lines that we've been on, they pretty much charge what you would pay in a restaurant, so they're pretty fair.
Yeah, fair price. Well, I don't see why they would want to take advantage of their audience either, because one of the biggest and most important factors of business is repeat business. And if they do right by you and they're making a reasonable profit in the first place, you're going to come back again and again.
You can only gouge somebody once.
Exactly.
You get away with it once, but next time, and word of mouth is, of course, very important too. And people look at all the new tonnage that has come on to the seas in the last few years, and they're looking, is bigger really better, or are some of the smaller, more intimate cruise ships still a good deal out there?
Well, that's a great question, and it really depends on the person. We just got off of a ship a couple of weeks ago that's one of the largest in the world, 146,000 tons. And it, has the rock climbing walls and the ice skating rinks and, 3,000 people on board. So when you get into those big mega ships, obviously you get lots of activities, there's lots of entertainment, there's lots of choices, lots of dining choices. However, what you give up on, you give up the intimacy of a smaller ship. You may see somebody one time at the first of the week, and you may never see them again because the ship is so large. But the smaller vessels are actually growing in popularity at the same time, because a lot of people are on the big ships and they've decided, hey, now I want to try something that's a little smaller, a little more intimate, a little more low-key. And so we love the small ships. I mean, we've really had a great time going on some ships that hold as few as 60 or 70 people.
They can certainly get closer to the ports of call. You get to see different points that you might not get close to with the drafts on the big tonnage.
That's absolutely right. And you can get into some islands or ports that the big ships don't even try to go to, because the island itself is not big enough to handle that number of people.
Right.
The smaller ships quite often will, in the reverse, end up with larger size cabins. And, of course, this also gets the question, people look at going on a cruise inside versus outside stateroom. The debate on that point.
Yeah, well, on the bigger ships, most of the bigger ships do offer the inside staterooms, and some of the smaller ships, all their cabins have ocean view or windows in the cabin. The one argument is you don't spend that much time on, if you're on a big ship, you don't really spend that much time in your stateroom anyway, so why spend the extra money to have a window? And I've done that. In years in past, we used to get the inside cabins. I think as you mature and you've taken a few cruises, you kind of like having that window just because you like the sun coming through in the morning. And of course, now the most popular thing is having the balcony cabin, where you actually go outside and have a little veranda or a balcony you can sit on.
That's usually when you're married and you wait for her to lean over.
Okay. Again, I can't comment. I don't grease the rails on the balcony, I promise.
Well, I hadn't thought of that. That's a good idea.
That's a good tip, yeah. Yeah, or loosen the bolts on the rail, whatever.
Once again, something I hadn't thought of. You learn things on Travel World.
When you go on 40 cruises with the same person, you think of these things.
It ain't just me, folks. But now Stephen brought up a very interesting point that I hadn't thought of, is the size of the ship versus the actual size of the staterooms. I didn't realize that if you picked a smaller ship, that your stateroom might actually be a little bit bigger.
Yeah, I think the smaller the ships, and especially when you get into the ships that hold, say, 400 passengers and less, a lot of those ships are really now geared more towards almost upscale or luxury, and they tend to appeal to a completely different clientele. And the clientele tends to be older, tends to be a little more affluent, and they want a little more room to spread out, and they want, you know, they may even be on the ship for several weeks in some cases.
Weeks, so, wow.
Oh, yeah, some of these ships go around the world. You know, they'll be gone 100 days. So, yes, the smaller ships do tend to have a little bit larger facilities. They also tend to have a little bit more staff to take care of people. So the service levels tend to go up as the size of the ship goes down. It's obviously easier to take care of 200 or 300 passengers than it is to take care of 3,000.
Yeah, that's true. So it's rather than being like on a small city, you're actually part of a smaller community, and you tend to get to know who you're traveling with at that point.
Absolutely. I mean, and just four or 5 weeks ago, we went from one of the smallest ships to one of the biggest. We were on a ship that only held like 80 people, and they have a staff of 85.
So really exactly. Attentive.
Yeah, actually more crew on the ship than there was passengers, and the service was amazing. And it was really it's really like a yacht. It's almost like a yachting feel, like you're on this private yacht, and, you know, it's just an amazing service experience.
If somebody would look at the bigger ship, or think of a bigger ship as maybe being potentially less likely to roll or have feeling of seasickness, is that?
There is some legitimacy to that. The larger the ship, obviously, the more you know, impervious it might be to waves or sea motion. But, you know, we've been on some small vessels that have been incredibly stable. And just about every modern cruise ship, regardless of the size, does have what's called stabilizers, which are these big wings that kind of come out from the side of the boat under the waterline, and they help to stabilize the ship. They work kind of like a wing on an aircraft. And almost every ship now has that. And so even the smaller cruise ships are still very stable, surprisingly so.
Now, a lower deck, actually, people sometimes think, I'll be on a higher deck, get a better view, but a lower deck will actually minimize some of that roll feeling if you're susceptible to that.
That's correct. In fact, the best, if you're sensitive to motion at all, the best place to be is as low as you can get and toward the center of the ship. There's the rocking motion,
right, yeah.
The rolling motion.
You won't get that roll feeling so much when you're down there.
That's correct.
So, that's one of the more interesting things. Now, we're reaching the end of, we got about a minute and a half left. So would you care to give us some website information, contact numbers, where we can actually buy this book, The Perfect Cruise?
Absolutely. Our website is cruisereport.com, and there's all kinds of information there where people can research their cruise vacation, get all the ships, itineraries, and read our reviews. And then our book is available you can get it at amazon.com. Or you can get it directly from our website at perfectcruisebook.com.
Perfectcruisebook.com.
Correct.
And do you have any telephone numbers to give away, or basically just visit
sure.
The web?
Somebody we don't have an 800 number yet. That we're working on that. We will have it next week. But our number here is 972-394-5248.
Once again,
972-394-5248.
Chris Dickman, author of The Perfect Cruise, thank you for joining us on the Travel World Radio Show across America via satellite.
Thank you.
You're listening to Travel World with Willem and Steve.
Travel World Radio Show.
via satellite.
Vacation time can mean a heartrending decision. What to do with your pet? Auberge VIP offers a unique concept in boarding facilities designed for the ultimate comfort of your best friends. From the moment of registration, a trained staff member is assigned to provide personalized attention to your pet. A variety of suite sizes are available for our canine guests, designed to provide privacy while cats enjoy a choice of multi-level apartments with a sunny southern exposure. Your pet's personal program can be tailor-made, from special diets to daily grooming and a play and exercise time each day. And it's not just luxury amenities which sets Auberge VIP apart. Auberge VIP provides for a totally enclosed environment, offering safe, sanitary conditions with personnel on duty 24 hours a day and a veterinarian on call. Auberge VIP, we invite you to call us to visit our facility and experience firsthand the care and special attention your pet deserves. Auberge VIP, a comfortable and caring atmosphere for your very important pet. Call today, 381-6653.
DeCapua's Photography. Quality professional photography services for all occasions. Let DeCapua's put their 20 years of industry experience to work for you. Entertainers and models, commercial, industrial, and aerial photography. Portfolios and portraits. People, places, or things, studio or on location. Your satisfaction is the focus at DeCapua's Photography. Stop in at 913 East 2nd Street, Reno, Nevada, or visit our webpage and sample our work at nav.to/DeCapua. That's DeCapua. Call Gary at DeCapua's Photography to plan your special occasion or business photos. 329-8810. 329-8810. Capture that special moment that will last you a lifetime. DeCapua's Photography. 329-8810. You'll like what we see.
Feel the warmth the instant you step aboard the airline that takes you to more of Mexico, Latin America, and beyond. Mexicana Airlines. Whether you experience a new level of service in our executive or tourist class, whether you're traveling on business or pleasure, you'll enjoy a choice of hot entrees, open bar, and leg room to spare, all at the lowest possible fares. Come, fly with us in a world of style like no other. At Mexicana Airlines, we think the world of you.
Mexicana Airlines, amazingly close to Mexico and Latin America, with over 40 destinations to offer you in Mexico, Central and South America, and the Caribbean. Whether it's a quick getaway or an extended vacation, let Mexicana help you plan your dream vacation. Enjoy the excellent in-flight service and outstanding on-time performance. Call toll-free from the United States and Canada at 1-800-531-7921 or contact your local travel agent. Also, visit our website at Mexicana.com.
Do you have trouble remembering things lately? Normally, there are a major amount of fat cells in your head, causing difficulty in oxygen reaching your brain. As we age, this condition worsens, causing memory loss, dementia, and worse. Memory loss is not random, accidental, or inevitable. It is reversible if treated properly. The all-natural, safe Ultra Memory is a result of research conducted at Harvard and leading universities. Studies show that the herb ginkgo can dramatically slow the effects of aging on memory and even improve memory function in healthy young people as well. Ultra Memory contains ginkgo in easy-to-take capsule form. Ultra Memory will help you live a full, functioning life. Find out why leading researchers call Ultra Memory Brain Tonic. To try Ultra Memory risk-free, call 1-800-952-3494. Call now and save an additional 20%. 1-800-952-3494. That's 1-800-952-3494.
This is the Travel World Radio Network.
And welcome back to the Travel World Radio Show across America via satellite. Once again, waiting for our caller, Lori Wilson, to call in. In the meantime, I've got Willem Backes right here in studio, Bob Cassini, our board op, and we've got Steve in studio west of Beaconsfield.
Yes, that is me. Maybe eisenthalitis has
Eisenthalitis, yeah. That usually only strikes when she's missed the third opportunity with a lame excuse. But, well, we'll see when she calls in. In the meantime, a lot of interesting topics got covered. She was going to be talking about traveling to New York City with kids, which in and of itself is an interesting topic, just considering that barely 15 years ago, you wouldn't consider going with an armed guard to New York City.
Well, people were scared like anything. You mentioned New York City, and you wanted to pass through as fast as possible.
I remember seeing an article in New Yorker magazine in January 1990 with the famous Isle of New York logo with a broken heart, as a matter of fact. And one of the things that changed that around was using a principle called the power of the few. When Rudy Giuliani became mayor, they instituted a program of small quality of life improvements that completely turned around the crime rate in New York City. First thing Giuliani did, for instance, was get rid of the squeegee, squeegee punks, as we call them, mainly because these little things are things that affect people's experience when they come to New York. You get rid of aggressive panhandling. It's the broken window theory. Somebody who sees a broken window on a building might not think twice about breaking a second window, but if they're all intact, a would-be person might not do that. The other thing is, when you're starting to arrest these people who are aggressively panhandling, you find out that a lot of them might have prior records. You're going to solve other crimes at the same time. And slowly but surely, this completely changed the face of New York City, cleaning up the subways, a program instituted starting in 1984, which had the effect of completely cleaning up the graffiti off the cars. For instance, when a car reached the end of the line, they would not let it go back into service until they cleaned all the graffiti off of it. This had the effect of cleaning it, making it feel a bit more safe. Turnstile jumping, another small quality of life crime that, you know, you figure for $1.25, what's the point of pursuing that? But when you find out that half the people who are doing these have a record, and these are the people, they might even have weapons and stuff, and now the subway is a safe place to travel. Stephen, when you and I went, we went in 1990 to New York City, but then we went back also in 1998 and in 2002, and wow, what a difference.
Oh, yes, a big difference. Each time getting better and better, and you certainly feel safe, and certainly it's a very welcoming city, one of the easiest cities to work with from a tourism standpoint.
They've really turned that around. Their Convention and Visitors Bureau, calling themselves now NYC and Company, which has a really pleasant ring to it. And, one of the things I think that really struck us in 2002 or even earlier when we went was, these people are so friendly. It's like, wow, it's not the New York City that we've been told about, the one of legend where you expect people to be rude to you. No, everybody just went out of their way to be accommodating, to be friendly, to be warm and welcoming. And it's the kind of place that you really want to go back to again.
It didn't necessarily have to be the people in the hotel or the restaurant. I mean, a subway booth attendant was friendly. Somebody in a pharmacy or a convenience store. These are people not necessarily going to be dealing with tourists on a daily basis or have anything really to gain from any tourist business, but they wanted to represent their city in a positive light.
Well, New York City in and of itself is, it's a case study of a city that, it should be a country unto itself, because there is no other place that is like New York City. One of the few places that totally lives up to the hype and beyond. Only New York is New York. And, when you go there, the people have a sense of pride about that, and a well-deserved sense of pride. And, owing to the efforts of the 90s, these people, they are so completely and totally proud of their city that they want to feel good about themselves again. And I think that's true about people virtually anywhere, not just New York City. People want to feel proud of the place they live. And with the efforts that have happened throughout the 1990s in New York City, another article in New Yorker magazine, January 1, 2000, you see the place was lit up and jubilant. So that's the long and the short of it. It was a fantastic experience. You can go there.
I remember the very first time that I went to New York, and that was like in the dark ages, and we took the train, took Amtrak into Grand Central Terminal, and we wanted to make sure the train was on time because we were afraid that if it got dark, what would happen to it.
Oh, yeah. I mean, there was a time when crime was so rampant that, you know, if it went dark, man, people just retreated to the safety of their apartments, and the streets were, for all intents and purposes, completely blank. There was a movie made on TV. Now, granted, it was situated in another city, but it was that whole idea of big cities and inner-city urban decay.
Oh, yeah, the offense around the parking lot?
Yeah, that's the one. Mm-hmm. Yeah, you remember the one? Yeah. Well, yeah, you and I have seen a lot of movies that we know exactly the plot line, but you start asking people about it, and they start denying they were ever in such a movie.
Well, even the actors won't put it on their resumes.
Yeah, I remember that movie. But getting back to that, this was a sickness of the 80s. And sitting today looking at the cities and how proud they are and how welcoming they are, it's easy to forget that 20 short years ago, it was quite the opposite feeling. I mean, the cities were feeling ashamed of themselves. Things were in decline. And that was such a sad feeling. And even more so, recently now, they released that movie with Kurt Russell called Miracle, which was all about the 1980 Olympic-winning team, hockey team from the Lake Placid Olympics. What the world was like. People were feeling beaten up. They were feeling down on themselves. Everybody was feeling sad and helpless and powerless. It was a real depressed feeling. And even throughout the 80s, even following this, you just needed something to believe in again. And so with the urban renewal that's been taking place in recent years, you start seeing that spirit come alive, people coming back to the city.
Many cities have taken that whole urban renewal spirit to heart, and it's good to see that rather than having block after block of deserted and decrepit buildings, that people are moving back into city cores across the continent, that they are building hotels and boutiques and restaurants and bringing back a form of cultural vitality that serves to enliven the place.
It makes it more safe for kids. And Laurie Wilson joins us on the line now for the last 3 minutes of this particular segment. Laurie, welcome to the Travel World Radio Show. We're just discussing the remarkable changes in New York City to make it such a fun and safe place again.
Oh, it's fabulous. It's wonderful for New York, especially after 9/11, and tourism is just booming, and it gets better every year. It's great.
We like particularly the change that were made under the Giuliani administration.
Yes.
That just totally, not just cleaned up the city, but brought the spirit back to New York City.
Absolutely. I mean, there are places like Times Square, which were completely off limits just a decade ago, and now that's one of the top tourism spots for people to go and check out. It's just full of electricity, and the city, the spirit is definitely alive, and it's almost as if after 9/11 people want to really protect the city and you know, welcome people with open arms, and New Yorkers are very willing to share the city with tourists, and it's a big family destination now. It's just families come, teenagers, young kids, and enjoy everything that the city has to offer.
Well, that's part of the point now of, I don't know if you've written a book, but you have a topic of discussion of bringing your kids to visit New York City.
Right.
Whereas, say, 15 short years ago, you'd think you want an armed guard just to get to the city itself, but these days you want to show it off to your family.
Yeah, and there is just tons of things you can do, from the museums. There are lots of family-friendly restaurants now, hotels that have kids' activities and programs. And, of course, Central Park is fabulous year-round with either ice skating or picnicking and concerts and the zoo. There's a giant sports complex now, Chelsea Piers, that's really very popular for kids who need to let off some steam. And, yeah, the city is great for families, kids of all ages. Of course, the summer and spring is particularly great, and the fall. The winter is, you know, a lot more indoor activities. But there are lots of museums, as you know, which are geared. They have a lot of family programs and activities.
Laura, I hate to do this to you, but you only got about 30 seconds left. Do you want to give out any contact information, numbers, to find out more information about traveling to New York City with your family?
Well, you can New York City and Company, I think it's nyc.com, and it's the Convention and Visitors Bureau arm of New York City, and there's a wealth of information on that website. And there's also an 800 number, which I don't have in front of me, but you know, I would go there. And when you come into New York City, there are kiosks everywhere and lots of tourism booths. And just ask any New Yorker. They'll help you out.
New York City, once a proud city once again. Lori Wilson, thank you for joining us on the Travel World Radio Show. And we'll cross America via satellite. We love New York here on the Travel World Radio Show. Stay listening, everybody.
Travel World will continue. Stay listening.
Travel World Radio via satellite.
Get a good night's sleep and still arrive on time for that important business meeting. Via Rail Canada's Constellation Class overnight service between Toronto and Montreal, your hotel on rails. Via Rail will rock you to sleep in the privacy and comfort of your own bedroom. Next morning, arrive refreshed and relaxed, and breakfast is included, so you're downtown and you're ready to go. Aboard Via Rail Canada, people moving people. Visit us at viarail.ca.
Mutual Federal. Choice and stand the test of time. Mutual Federal, your premier community bank. 100 years and going strong. Mutual Federal Savings Bank.
Before heading off on your next trip, head off to Jet Setter. Jet Setter is Montreal's travel accessory center, with the largest selection of travel accessories in Eastern Canada. Everything that you could possibly want relating to travel, all in one location. Money belts, water purifiers, miniature binoculars, travel irons, guidebooks and maps. Plus converters and adapters for all your electrical needs, including computers. What's more, you'll find every imaginable kind of rolling luggage, including duffel bags, knapsacks and travel packs, from such name brands as Tumi, Travel Pro, Skyway, Loose Sport Sack, Kipling, Timberland, Eagle Creek, Briggs & Riley, and more. At Jet Setter, I found you don't pay more for quality and personal service. In fact, you'll save with Jet Setter, and GST is included in every price you see. Jet Setter, Montreal's Travel Accessory Center, 66 Laurier West between Clark and Cedar Van. Telephone 271-5058.
Language is destiny. Every time you speak, read, or write, you expose the limits of your language. The words you think influence your actions. The words you use are always judged. The words you understand reveal what you know and what you don't know. Now with the Vocabulary Dynamics program, you can take charge of your verbal destiny. Easily master a world-class vocabulary, exude confidence and command of the English language, and expand your understanding of thousands of new words. And all you have to do is just listen. Developed by Scott Bornstein, international expert in language learning, memory know-how, and test preparation, Vocabulary Dynamics will unlock your genius for language and word use so you'll never be at a loss for words again. If you call now, Scott will drop the price by almost 40%. Call 1-888-813-7974 toll-free right now. 1-888-813-7974 for the Vocabulary Dynamics Program. 1-888-813-7974.
I can read. Three little words parents and grandparents long to hear. I can read. The key that unlocks a lifetime of opportunity. I can read. The road to independence, pride, and self-discovery. Every day, thousands of children struggle needlessly. Every day, reading remains the goal, not the reality.
If you're looking for a powerful but simple-to-use home study program that goes beyond a game that hooks children on reading, you want Get Ready, Get Set, Read. Developed by a team of leading educational learning and reading specialists, the Get Ready, Get Set, and Read program guides, inspires, and integrates the best approaches for maximum success and reading results. Make a difference. Call toll-free 1-888-813-7975. Mention the station for a 40% discount. Get Ready, Get Set, Read has an unconditional 30-day money-back guarantee. Call 1-888-813-7975. 1-888-813-7975. Call today.
Across America via satellite, this is the Travel World Radio Network.
We'll be right back.
And welcome back to the Travel World Radio Show across America via satellite. And it's going to be a real fun and interesting show today. Naturally, you hear Mitch coughing in the background.
At least we know he's alive and that he doesn't have eisenthalitis.
Yeah. Well, Mitch called earlier, just before Lori did.
Okay, so he was the one blocking the line.
No, he wasn't blocking the line, actually. Lori did have I can't call it eisenthalitis because she actually did call in. Mitch is in Park City, Utah, on a ski hill. It doesn't officially open just now. But
he climbed over the fence and broke in.
Well, no, they gave him the hill all to himself. Some guy's got all the luck. Mitch, welcome.
How are you doing, Willem? Hey, Steve. How are you doing?
Morning, Mitch.
I am sitting here at Mid-Mountain, the Silver Lake Lodge at Deer Valley in Park City, Utah. And let me tell you something. The grooming crew is out, and it is a beautiful day. And I can't imagine a better place to be right now.
And you've got the place to yourself.
I have the place to myself. As I was telling you earlier, they only open lift lines at 9, but I pulled a few strings, and the happy people at Deer Valley decided to open up and bring me up a little earlier so I could talk to you guys all alone on the mountain.
One of the interesting things, this place is in the Wasatch Mountains, isn't it? Just east of Salt Lake City?
That's right. We're about a 30-minute drive from Salt Lake City Airport in the Wasatch Mountains. And I'm sitting at about 8,600 feet right now, looking at the peak, which is 9,600 feet. And I'm watching the grooming crews out there doing a beautiful job. Now, as every skier is going to tell you, if you don't have snow, you've got a big problem. Well, it hasn't really snowed in Park City for almost 3 weeks, and still the quality of snow is not to be believed. The snow here, I've always described it as perfect powder, and it's so perfect that even after 2 weeks of drought and dry, the ski is powder soft snow.
Now, do they have their own snowmaking equipment there just in case like that?
Of course, they have snowmaking equipment, but I don't think they've really been using it very much. They do groom what's down, but the snowmaking equipment is for early and late in the season more than anything.
Now, Jerry was nearby where you are just a few weeks ago, and this also speaks to how great these people are at marketing their place, because they're aggressively interested in having people visit the place. I mean, for myself, in about a month and a half, I'll be visiting Salt Lake City for the annual Novell Brain Chair Convention, but I'll only be looking at the mountains rather longingly, you get a chance to actually ski the place.
Well, Will, I'm going to tell you something. I was coming down a run yesterday thinking of you and thinking that it was too bad that you weren't here, because it was a great expert mogul run, and I know you love your little furry moguls to
feed. Yeah, let's go feed the moguls, yeah.
That's right.
take flight.
Let me tell you something that Deer Valley has that I've never seen anywhere else, and I'm going to talk about Deer Valley for 2 minutes, then I'm going to go on to a couple of other resorts that I've
seen. Sure.
I'm looking out at a racetrack, and of course you know the gates that skiers race through for a slalom, giant slalom run. And I was just speaking to Krista Graf, who's the communications director up here at Deer Valley, asking her if there was an event going on. She said, no, this is always open to the public, a racetrack that you can just race against your friends if you want. I'd never seen that before.
Oh, that's got to be cool.
That is very unique, because people see it on television and they say, hey, I'd like to do that, but where can you do it? And you can do that at Park City.
Well, you can do that in Park City at Deer Valley, and it's just up from the Silver Lake Lodge as I'm looking out right now. And by the way, let me tell you something else about the weather out here. If you wanted to describe a perfect day, yesterday I skied at the Canyons, which is an American Ski Corp resort. And you know I do love the American Ski Corp.
Great company.
And at Mid-Mountain, after about seven or eight runs, I was a little tired. I went to have lunch. I took off my jacket. I rolled up my sleeves, and I took the sun, because it is glorious. They are setting up sun chairs at Deer Valley right now. That it is going to be 45 degrees at noon today, and it will still be perfect skiing weather.
Above zero. I mean, I'm talking about Celsius.
About
Fahrenheit.
About 5 to 7 degrees Celsius.
So you're well above freezing. So it's actually quite a nice temperature.
Absolutely.
And even at that warm temperature, you still got perfect snow to ski on.
It was incredible. I skied yesterday afternoon without a jacket, without a hat,
without a helmet.
Without
skis.
Without a helmet. Those
trees have Mitch's name all over them, yes.
Well, there's only one tree that has my name and some blood on it, but we won't talk about that.
But you're doing better every year. Got to send you a gate.
Well, I'm afraid that one of these days you're going to say, okay, Mitch, heliskiing, and that's not going to be my thing. But if it is your thing, You can do it at Park City, Utah.
Well, we're gonna send you down the Black Diamond Run with your cheese helmet.
Oh, the Black Diamond Run in my cheese helmet. That's an interesting thought. But you know, the Packers aren't in the Super Bowl tomorrow, so I put my cheese hat away.
Yes.
Something about Deer Valley. Now, like I said, I'm at Deer Valley, but I also did the canyons yesterday. Tomorrow, I'm doing Park City Mountain Resort. But there's one unique thing about Deer Valley. It's one of the very few ski resorts in North America that a skier is perfectly safe. Why do I say that? They do not allow snowboarders.
Oh, good, yeah.
And for those people who've been on skis and have been clipped by a snowboarder, they know why I'm saying that's a great thing.
But do they have a place for snowboarders to do what they're doing? Because, sometimes you just want to have a place just for the snowboarders. I know you don't want to have it mixed, because if you're skiing, you're skiing, and sometimes the snowboarders tend to be a little bit out of control. I grant you that.
Well, I don't think snowboarders are out of control. I just think they're crazy.
Yeah.
But no, Deer Valley is not a place for snowboarders, but Park City is. There are snowboarders everywhere you look. And one bus stop away from the base camp at Deer Valley, there is a snowboard ranch, which really goes range, which runs out of Main Street in Park City. Now, let me tell you another thing about Park City. The public transportation is free. They have ski racks on all of the buses. So anywhere you want to go, if you want to ski the canyons in the morning and Deer Valley in the afternoon and have a dinner at Park City Mountain Resort, that's not a problem. If you want to walk up and down Main Street, it's great because the transportation is second to none. The buses come like clockwork every 10 minutes, and you're never going to be stranded anywhere.
Now, if you wanted to take a quick run into Salt Lake City for anything, is there a transit there?
I believe that you would want to use the All Resorts Express, which is the largest such company in Utah. They offer shuttle service from downtown and from the airport. And if you want to go in for a couple of hours, they will arrange for a driver to take you in and bring you back, and it's very reasonably priced.
So all in all, you've got it all right there. Now tell us a bit about the lodge that you're in right now, just as we're winding up the show.
I stayed in a private condominium last night at the Empire House Lodging, and tonight I'll be staying at the Prospector's Lodge, which is also beautiful. And as you know, during the summer, I stayed at Deer Valley Lodging, and it was the most spectacular ski condominium I've ever been in. You have the outdoor and the indoor hot tubs available. All of the amenities are provided, housekeeping, and it's very reasonably priced. So come to Park City. Next week I'm going to be in studio with you guys, and we're going to talk about Park City for an entire half hour, and we're going to have a great time, and I'm going to bring you some souvenir moguls.
Souvenir moguls. Now, we always enjoy hot tubs and jacuzzis and massage and stuff.
Oh,
so.
Yes, the spa experience.
The spa experience. There are more spas per capita in Park City than anywhere else in the world. That's not a fact. That's just how it appears.
You know what we want? Take lots of pictures, because we want to put some more pictures of this place up on our site.
I've taken three rolls of film so far. I'm going to take three more rolls today, three more rolls tomorrow. Our site is going to be all Utah, all skiing, all the time. Travel World Ski Resort.
Well, yeah, and Mitch is one of our main ski reporters here on the Travel World Radio Show. So I hope you enjoy your time. I mean, it sounds like you're having a lot
of
fun.
You're having a great time out there.
I'm having a horrible time. In fact, it's so horrible, I'm going to stay for another week.
Hoping that it's going to get better every day.
That's right. I have a bumper sticker that I bought that says, "I'm lost in Park City. Don't try to find me."
You know, that pretty well sums it up about this place. More information, because, you know, the more you go to this place and the more I hear about it, it sounds like one of the perfect vacation destinations.
It is exquisite for summer and for winter. It's four seasons of fun. Like I said, I was here in the summer. I'm back in the winter, and they're just such a wonderful place to be and such great people to work with that I think I may just move here.
You know what? I thought about that place, too. All you have to do is land in Salt Lake City and look around, and you see what a gorgeous place it is, and you'll get that feeling right away. I know exactly how you feel. I mean, even the Novell Brainshare Convention, part of the reason I like going there is the just looking around at the mountains and the countryside. It's such an unbelievably beautiful place.
You know, the Wasatch Mountain Range, Willem, as you're discussing that, they have to be the most beautiful mountains in all of North America. They really are spectacular. They're a tributary off the Rockies. And from the canyons yesterday, I was looking at another tributary off the Rockies, which was also spectacular.
Mitch, we've got 5 seconds.
So come to Park City, ski, snowboard, and spa. I'll see you guys next week.
I'm Willem Backus.
I'm Stephen Pickford.
I'm Bob Cassini.
And Mitch Garvis.
Join us again next week on the Travel World Radio Show. Until then, happy traveling, everybody, across America via satellite.
This is the Travel World Radio Network. The Travel World Radio Show is produced in Montreal, Canada, on the Travel World Radio Network. For advertising or affiliation information, please visit our website at www.travelworldradio.com or call us at 514-861-3488.